President John Mahama stated that aside from expanding infrastructure, technical, vocational and senior high schools to allow for alternatives, students are being provided with tools like laptops to assist them in research and innovations. That is the vision of the NDC.
You won't have to finish an HND and have to apply to another institution to go and do a 5-semester top-up in order to get a degree. You will finish everything right here on your campus. And that is our plan.
The president also noted that it was the NDC who conceived the idea to put in place a policy that said that every region should have a polytechnic, and the Kufodia Polytechnic is one of them. He said politics is about trust, and the NDC has a track record of delivering as far as education is concerned.
We started by converting the University of Mines in Takwa into a fully fledged university, which is today the University of Mines and Technology in Takwa. Then we converted the Advanced Teachers Training College in Ajumako, moved it to Winneba and made it the University of Education Winneba. Then we established the University of Development Studies in the north and gave it 3 campuses. They said, you can't do it. We said, we will do it. Today, as I stand, last week, the University of Health and Allied Sciences matriculated its first batch of students. Today, as I stand, last week, the University of Energy and Natural Resources in Tunyani Brongahafo matriculated its first batch of students. And therefore, in education, NDC has the most well-thought-out plan. Anything you want to do in education, you must look at the linkages.
The president asked the charge gathering to critically weigh the free SHS policy being paraded by the MPP flag bearer, Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo. He said as future leaders, they owe it a responsibility to make informed choices.
As you build more schools under trees and give more access at the basic level, you're going to have more people arriving at the doors of secondary education. And so what should you be doing? You should be expanding access at the secondary level. And that is why we say we're going to build 200 new senior high schools in this country so that you can cater for the numbers that are coming from the basic level. As I speak to you today, 46% of Ghanaian children who should be in secondary school because they are qualified to be in secondary school are not in secondary school because they just don't have access to secondary education. And so when you are tinkering with the system, you must do it with a well-thought-out plan. And so we won't, just because we want to be elected, say that we're going to promise free education. There's a lot of work to be done in the educational sector.
The Kufodia Polytechnic is among beneficiaries of the current round of 100,000 laptops to be distributed to tertiary institutions. Already, 66,000 laptops have been distributed to universities, senior high schools, and some colleges of education. From Kufodia in the Eastern Region, Pascaline Adadevo for Radio Ghana.